This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 552. Lovingly Answer Part 1 Rainy Day Questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we provide some delightful and specific sample IELTS Part 1 answers all about the rain.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It is going very well. I'm looking forward to, I'm going to take like an hour break this afternoon and take Ozzy to the dog park. It's this really awesome dog park. There's like two halves. One is just an open field and the other has trees. And there's a path that goes around the outside all the way around. So I can, and it's probably like a little less than half a mile around. So nice. I can get a really good jog in just by going around and around, and Ozzy could just run wild.
Yeah, he needs a lot of exercise, right?
Yeah. So much. He's a strong dog. Yeah. Do you have any exercise plans today?
I do, actually. I'm thinking I'll probably go to my burn class, which I've been trying to lift weights more often, you know, because they say fun. You should build muscle, right?
So yeah.
That's what they say. And so
they're correct, by the way. You should have strong muscles. That's just overall good advice.
Yeah. General project I'm working on. So yeah, that's my plan. Hopefully I'll make it. I think I can make it tonight. I think you can make it. Yes.
Okay. So in order for you to make it to your burn class, let's get to today's topic.
Good idea.
Today, guys, we are going to give some of our ideas and sample answers for some speaking part one questions that one of our students had recently on her exam. guys, this is just, let's add it to the list of weird part one topics that maybe you don't talk about all the time. I think the first question is like general. I think we do talk about this, but I think the third question, especially about rain, is weird. I don't think you would just like talk about this in daily conversation. So definitely pay attention today, guys, to how we answer these very real IELTS questions.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the first one. Lindsay, do you like rainy days?
Okay. So my fondness of rainy days really depends on my expectations. So for example, if I know it's going to rain and I can settle in and just like watch a movie and just absorb this rainy day and a sense of celebrating it, I love it. But if it starts raining when it should be sunny, especially if I have an event, then I hate rainy days, right? If it ruins my plans, it's absolutely a disaster, and that drives me nuts, especially if there's some kind of party outdoors or an event. In that case, no, I definitely don't enjoy rainy days.
That is a fantastic answer. I think, guys, sometimes people worry about like not being able to choose a side or not having a strong opinion either way. But this just goes to show you guys that you can have two different opinions about the same question, right? It depends. Like Lindsay said, it depends on your expectations. That was a great phrase. Right. Also, the phrasal verb settle in. That's like just get comfy, cozy on your couch. Just really make yourself comfortable because you're going to stay a while to settle in. in. That's a good phrasal verb. Yeah. I like in, because it, you guys know it rains a lot in the winter here. So I find myself using two words a lot. One is hibernate, because it's like you just spend so much time indoors in the winter. And so hibernates, like a bear hibernates, you know, for the winter in a cave. So it's a nice, like, really descriptive word. And also to, like, create a cocoon for yourself. So have this idea of just being wrapped in all these blankets, these very, like, descriptive, full of, like, imagery words I like to use.
I love that. I like that word, too. We use that here on the East Coast a lot, too, because we hibernate more because of the cold and the snow, but it's definitely a thing on the East Coast as well.
I think you guys have to hibernate more than we do. I'm pretty sure. It's like you can't, your fingers will fall off if you go outside at certain times of the winter in Boston.
True. Okay, well, let's try another one. Should I ask you a question now, Jessica? Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so do you think that rainy days affect people's mood?
Oh gosh, you know, yes and no. I've heard of like a lot of reports and scientific research, etc., that says people in the Pacific Northwest, because of all the rainy days, have a higher degree of depression. There's even a name. It's called SADS. What is it? Seasonal Affective Disorder. But I don't think so. I mean, I've been to sunny places and met a lot of people that did not look happy. Whereas in Portland, I feel like anywhere I go, I'm generally greeted with like calm and smiles, and people are just like relaxed and cool here. And I love the rain. The rain makes me happy. I feel pressure if it's too sunny because then I have to go do stuff outside. So the rain makes me relaxed and I love it. So I guess it depends on the person, but I don't think it has like a drastic effect on people's moods like the fake news says.
Nice. I love that. I love how you started off. You said, yes and no, right? I feel like that phrase is very like common right now. A lot of native speakers are using yes and no, right? A lot.
That's
very
true.
Common.
Yeah. Guys, that would be a great way to begin a lot of your answers if you're not, you know, sure exactly what you're going to say yet.
Right.
We also say the phrase, tell me if people say this in Boston. We say, sorry, not sorry. Do you guys say that?
Yeah, sometimes jokingly we say that. Like,
it's a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just these weird native speaker phrases. Okay, let's do one last question. All right. Have you ever been caught on the street by rain and you were without an umbrella?
Oh my gosh. This is a hilarious question because the answer is yes, it happens to me every time it rains. And that is because of my lack of preparedness. I am just someone who looks out the – I'm an optimistic person, and that works to my detriment because I look out the window and I think, oh, it's not raining so hard, or, oh, it's not going to rain. I'll be fine. And then inevitably, every time I end up on the street without an umbrella, without a raincoat, getting wet, getting rained on. And this used to work fine for me when I lived in New York because they actually have umbrella salespeople on many corners in New York, just people making a quick business.
Awesome.
And when I moved to Boston from New York, I was like, where are all the umbrella salespeople? I need to buy an umbrella. I know it's going to break in the next block, but I need to buy an umbrella. And unfortunately, now there is no option other than just to get soaking wet because I don't plan well. So yes, so to funny. Answer your question, it happens to me every time.
Oh, that's awesome. There were so many good phrases in there, like just saying it's hilarious instead of interesting, right?
Yeah.
Like people would say, or to my detriment, like to my downfall. That's an awesome word. Inevitably, that's just a fun word to say in general. Guys, definitely listen to today's episode a couple times. So many amazing vocabulary words and phrases and specific ideas, right? We're really describing our honest feelings and experiences in these answers. So learn from this and then practice answering these questions on your own.
Yes, awesome. And when you guys are ready to take the next step, you know where to go. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And that is your next step when you're ready to get serious about this test. Because,
yes,
you know, we give you that daily study plan and that will tell you exactly what to do. No more guessing, no more jumping around the internet. You come to one place, that's our course, log in, and you follow your plan. And it's that easy, right? You just do the work and you increase your score.
Exactly. Yeah. It's guaranteed, guys. If you put in all the work, I mean, it's, we created all of this. It has everything you need, but the next step is up to you, right? Yep. You guys know it takes hard work to pass IELTS, but then don't work harder than you have to, right? Yeah. Don't waste your time doing stuff that doesn't help. So get into our course, really dedicate the next 30 days, the next 60 days, and we guarantee that you will see a score increase, or you get your money back for the course and we pay for your exam.
Awesome. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too. I think it sounds great. I'm going to get into our course.
All right. Very cool. This has been a great topic. So thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. We'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.